Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, California's Attorney General is taking aim at Facebook over an investigation into user privacy. We have in-depth team coverage.
Attorney General Javier Becerra says Facebook has basically stonewalled them on the latest subpoena. So Becerra asked a court to force Facebook to comply.
We have, since the spring of 2018, been looking into allegations that Facebook violated California law by, among other things, deceiving users and misrepresenting its privacy practices. Those are serious allegations. When you consider the personal information that we all supply to Facebook every single day.
Among other things, the subpoena demands emails and other communications of the company's senior executives regarding user privacy. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A group that tracks misinformation has found a huge surge in fake political news stories being shared on Facebook.
Since the first of the year, there were over 158 million views of the top 100 most viral bogus political news stories, according to the advocacy group Avaaz.
When you compare that number with the voting population in the United States, or when you compare that number with the reach of the Democratic and Republican parties' social media presence, this number pretty much avalanches all of those.
Fadi Quran, a campaign director at Avaaz, says the key solution they're pushing for is correcting the record.
If you've been targeted with disinformation, if you've been targeted with fake news, and Facebook detects that this is fake news, they should inform you and they should inform all their users.
Facebook has said it has taken steps to lessen the amount of false news posted and shared on its services, including warning labels on the content. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A planned December debate among Democratic presidential hopefuls is being relocated off the UCLA campus because of a continuing labor dispute. There's no word yet on where the December 19th event will be held. It's being hosted by PBS NewsHour and Politico. LA's controller has released a report on overtime by city employees, and his message to city departments is cut down on the OT. Ron Galperin says over the past 5 years, city workers have received more than $2 billion in overtime pay. And during the fiscal year 2019, a little more than half of LA city employees recorded 8.5 million overtime hours, a cost of $470 million. The item that triggered the highest overtime pay on the city's balance sheet was last year's massive Woolsey fire. Galperin recommends that city departments use data tools to monitor employee overtime more effectively and analyze when it may be more appropriate to increase hiring instead of paying overtime.
The LA City Council's voted to create a children's savings account program to help struggling families in the LA Unified School District send their kids to college.
The program will be launched next year and will start first graders off with $50 in a savings account to get things rolling. It's called Opportunity LA. Within 5 years, all first graders in LA Unified will have such an account. Councilmember David Rue.
Opening up a savings account for every first grader enrolled in LAUSD is our city's commitment to every child, that they can reach their highest potential, no matter who they are, what they look like, or where they live.
The vote was unanimous. Other council members were enthusiastic about the program.
Is that you could maybe call it the Dream Act LA.
The first 2 years of the program will be funded by federal and state grant money. After that, administrators will try to hunt down more state funding or money from donors. Covering 40,000 first graders with that first $50 will cost more than $2 million a year. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A poll from UC San Diego finds a majority of voters surveyed in the states that border Mexico disagree with the Trump administration's border policies. A majority don't believe border officials will protect everyone's rights equally. And the majority says asylum seekers should be allowed to wait in the U.S. while their cases are pending. Frank Sherry is the founder of the immigration reform group America's Voice. He says he hopes lawmakers in Washington, D.C. listen to the people who live in the areas most impacted by the policies.
I have hope that we can get out of the outdated debate that's based on old canards and get towards a debate that really is based on how to integrate human rights, smart solutions.
The Department of Homeland Security says keeping most asylum seekers in Mexico is meant to limit the number of illegal immigrants from entering the country.
The city of L.A. takes a bold step, investing in one of the largest solar energy and battery storage projects in the country to help move the population on the path to cleaner and greener energy.
The city of L.A. is contracting with the company 8 Minute Energy to buy the majority share of the electricity generated by what is to be called Eland 1. Mayor Eric Garcetti described the project.
LADWP's first utility-scale integrated solar and battery storage project on over 2,600 acres just upstate from here in Kern County.
The project, once completed, is expected to generate the electricity needed to serve more than 280,000 homes. It'll also reduce the overall need for natural gas, for electric power generation, and for heating significantly, and save ratepayers costs by using current transmission lines and others that the DWP has rights to, but are currently lying dormant. Estimated completion of the project is set for 2023. In downtown L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!